This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to embark on official visit to China on December 2nd. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Radhadeva holds bilateral meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Chengdu City for preparation of the Prime Minister's visit. Jeep accident in Ramatap kills 5 people. Nepal Premier League NPL to kick off tomorrow as 8 teams vie for trophy. And Australia approves social media ban for children under 16. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is scheduled to embark on an official visit to China from December 2nd to December 5th at the invitation of China's Prime Premier Li Qiang. Ministry of Foreign Affairs says during the visit, Prime Minister Oli is set to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Prime Minister Oli will also hold a bilateral meeting with Premier Li Qiang to discuss matters of mutual interest. Additionally, the Prime Minister will meet Zhao Liji, Chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China. As part of the visit, Prime Minister Oli will deliver a keynote address at Peking University. Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli will also address the Nepal-China Business Forum, which is jointly organized by the Embassy of Nepal in Beijing, the China Council for the Promotion of International Trade, and the Federation of Nepali Chambers of Commerce and Industry. The Prime Minister's delegation will include the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arjun Radhadeva, Chief Advisor to the Prime Minister, Bishnu Prasad Rimal, Economic and Development Advisor to the Prime Minister, Yuvaraj Khatiura, Members of Parliament, Senior Government Officials, Representatives from the Private Sector and Journalists. Prime Minister Oli and his delegation will return to Kathmandu on December 5th. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Radhadeva has held a bilateral meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Chengdu City of China. Ministry for Foreign Affairs via social media X said both the foreign ministers discussed matters relating to the preparation of Prime Minister Oli's upcoming official visit to China. They also exchanged views on various aspects of Nepal-China relations during the meeting. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged all to follow the Buddha's philosophy and education. Addressing the third special convocation and 20th anniversary of the Lumbini Buddhist University in Lumbini today, Prime Minister Oli called on the graduates to present themselves in the society as preachers and followers of Buddhist philosophy. Prime Minister Oli also expressed the government's commitment to taking initiatives to develop and promote Lumbini, the birthplace of Lord Buddha, as a holy place. On the occasion, a total of 289 students were graduated. 5 people were killed in a jeep accident occurred in Ramat sub-district, injuring 3 others. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Pradeep Kumar Singh, the jeep heading towards Bethali of Ramatap from Kathmandu met with the accident at Gokul Ganga Rural Municipality 6 of Ramatap. 45-year-old Ramchandra Basnet, the ward chairperson of Gokul Ganga 4, is among the dead in the accident took today. 35-year-old jeep driver Hira Bahadur Karki, 30-year-old Kavita Karki and her 7-year-old daughter Swastika Khadka also died in the accident. Police said the identity of a deceased is yet to be confirmed. Home Affairs Ministry has warned of taking action against individuals disseminating hate speech, misinformation and disinformation on social media. Issuing a statement today, the Home Affairs Ministry called on people not to spread harmful messages that may jeopardize social harmony and public order. The Home Ministry issued the warning amidst rising cases of misuse of social media platforms in the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओए मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*14 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining names. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Pawel has pledged to take forward the Kali Gandaki Tinawi diversion project in the wake of the court's recent order, laying the foundation stone for a modern surgery building of the Lumbini Eye Institute and Research Center. Today, the Finance Minister stated that the national project was significant for the development of Lumbini province, saying the court has paved way for advancing it. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. Australia will ban children under 16 from using social media after its parliament approved the world's strictest laws. According to the BBC, the ban, which will not take effect for at least 12 months, could see technology companies fined up to $50 million Australian dollars if they don't comply. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the legislation is needed to protect young people from the harms of social media, something many parent groups have echoed. But critics say question over how the ban will work and its impact on privacy and social connection have been left unanswered. The Israeli military has warned Lebanese citizens not to return to 60 villages in the south of the country 3 days into a ceasefire after more than a year of fighting with the Shia armed group Hezbollah. According to the BBC, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, published a map showing a swath of territory several miles deep, which it said residents must not return to. On Thursday, the IDF said its forces fired a suspects after spotting activity at a Hezbollah weapons facility and vehicles arriving in several areas in southern Lebanon, which it said breached the ceasefire. The truce came into effect on Wednesday morning, though officials in Israel and Lebanon have accused each other of already breaching it. A multinational monitoring group, which includes representatives from the US, France and the United Nations interim forces in Lebanon, UNIFIL, was set off as part of the ceasefire to oversee compliance with its terms. Now a sports update. Nepal Premier League NPL, a franchise-based T20 cricket tournament, is all set to kick off tomorrow. NPL is being organized by Nepal's official cricket board, Cricket Association of Nepal. The inaugural match between Janakpur Bolt and Biratnagar Kings will begin at TU International Cricket Stadium at 12:15 p.m. Nepal Standard Time tomorrow. A total of 8 teams are competing for the title. Nepal lost its first match against Sri Lanka in the ACC Under-19 Asia Cup. Sri Lanka defeated Nepal by 55 runs at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in the UAE today. Nepal failed to chase the target of 234 runs. Nepal was all out in 46.2 overs, losing all wickets. Now Nepal will compete against Bangladesh on the 1st of December on Sunday. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi province and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one of two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to embark on official visit to China on December 2nd. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Radadeva holds bilateral meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Chengdu City for preparation of the Prime Minister's visit. Jeep accident in Ramitap kills 5 people. Nepal Premier League NPL to kick off tomorrow as 8 teams vie for trophy. And Australia approves social media ban for children under 16. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next News in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.